Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of December, 2022. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from July of 2013 and is titled Foolish Economy. A project manager for which I have a great deal of respect and I were talking the other day about project budgets, project management, and so forth. We both agreed that most projects get off to a bad start with early decisions made poorly and costing millions later on. This happens almost universally. I discuss how to properly manage small projects and avoid this problem in the book, The Lazy Project Engineer's Path to Excellence. Bigger projects require even more care. Unfortunately, the people often put in charge of large projects come from production. Production professionals can no more manage a large project than an engineering professional's likelihood of getting the sheet on the reel. Having been a mill manager and the executive vice president of the North American office of a large international engineering firm, I know of what I speak. Here is what happens over and over. Projects are driven by executive production management. This is logical and normal. They start out with a statement something like this. We're not going to do it like blank, the last project in the company to blow up. We're going to be diligent, save money, and blah, blah, blah. So the first thing they do is hire an engineering company. Of course, they have no idea how to evaluate an engineering company other than listen to the sales pitch of several engineering companies. Then, more likely than not, they will choose an engineering company on feelings. They might as well use a dartboard. Next mistake, they negotiate the daylights out of the engineering company's fees just because they're going to be smart. Right. They're about as smart as someone buying a car, at least in the old days before the resources of the internet were available. Car salespeople sell cars every day. You buy one occasionally. You don't stand a chance. Same way with engineering companies. They negotiate contracts all the time. Your hotshots do it two or three times a career. It's a game. What is even more ironic is later on in the project, you're going to spend as much on A, insurance, and B, shipping separately, not combined, as you're going to spend on engineering. And you'll hardly give either of these items a thought. My friend and I concluded there will always be work for us to come in and straighten out messes, for in our combined 85 years in the business, we have not seen these simple lessons learned yet. Personally, I'm not bragging when I say this. If a project would be brought to me early, very early, for $10,000, I'm sure I could save them 5 to 10% of their project's ultimate install cost, not their budget, but what it really costs, if they listen to me and follow what I told them to do. However, since they are not likely to do so, my friend and I will continue to be available for when they get into the hand-wringing stage at fees that make the upfront option look like chicken feed. Nothing ever changes. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.